From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Sunday, April 18th, 2010. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. The information we're going to cover just gets more and more intense. When I tell you this is an important broadcast, those that have been listening for a long time understand that I mean it. But this is going to be a particularly important broadcast. For that reason, I'm not even opening the phones up until the second hour today. Bill Clinton went on CNN on Friday. He gave speeches Wednesday and Thursday saying he hopes there doesn't have to be a terror attack in America to make the Tea Party stop calling for violence, basically, which the Tea Parties are not doing. This is the talking point. This is the dirty trick. Even Rick Perry was in the Houston Chronicle Friday putting on an alert to Republicans, the governor of Texas, that Democrats may stage dirty tricks. We know Democratic Party operatives and others have been caught all over the nation with Nazi signs at events. Even Rush Limbaugh came out Friday and said Bill Clinton and his people may stage something. This is unprecedented. Now, they're being vague about it. We know exactly what Limbaugh is talking about. It was Clinton's controllers that bombed Oklahoma City in 1995. The evidence on that front is so voluminous it'll make your head spin. And, of course, Tim McVeigh on record said that it's going to come out that the government ran this operation. Now they're airing these tapes and distorted information on MSNBC and CNN to bolster the official story of the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. So we're going to be walking through this today. And separately, I have received information from two different high-level sources that are bulletproof, that are absolute bona fide about things happening in Texas, and I'm not at liberty to even give the exact border sector because that will identify the military units that are down there. I am at liberty to tell you it's a West Texas border area with Mexico. And this is very, very dangerous information. I mean, you know what? I want to fight the New World Order, but I got to be honest. I'm in way over my head. And we take it as it comes. We do our job. We do our duty here. It's just I wish this would end. I wish the New World Order would back off. I wish they would stop. But FEMA has ordered a major news service, public intelligence, to remove documents on National Level Exercise 2010. That's a separate huge issue dealing with nuke attacks in the United States. When you understand that FEMA runs drills to cover up real terror attacks being carried out by intelligence agencies, foreign governments, and private mercenary black ops squads, it becomes even more serious. It is all coming up today. We'll also get into the new bank regulations that are being pushed by Obama that actually give the private banks that are robbing us more power and more money, more taxpayer money. We'll be breaking that down as well. But I don't even know what to start first with when we come back from this quick break. I do hours of research every day. I have it all here in front of me. In fact, give me a document cam shot of just the whole desk. This is just the news from yesterday and today. The intel I've got, the information. And I'm not complaining. I just hope people realize how dire our straits are and that it does a disservice to just cover the full spectrum because I need to just focus in on one issue and spend 2 hours on it to really flesh it out for people. But then we don't have that luxury of time. So I will try to be as brief and focused and as detailed as I can on the other side of this quick break. But these are the times that try men's souls. There's no doubt criminal elements of the government are preparing to stage terror attacks and blame it on the American people.
Hi, this is Alex. You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation, I am Alex Jones. It is Sunday, April 18th, 2010. Okay, if you're a new listener or if you're somebody who's tuned in on AM and FM stations or satellite or shortwave or internet over time and you think that we're joking around on this show, you think that we're exaggerating, you think this is a conspiracy theory that is discussed on this radio broadcast, it isn't conspiracy theory, it is conspiracy fact. And I want all of you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to say, because it's getting late for this country and this republic. I want you to listen to me very carefully. I'm not going to take any calls during the first hour because I have so much vital news to cover. Number one, we have law enforcement sources. And when I get up here and I tell you I have law enforcement and military sources, I'm not tooting my horn when I point out all the national news stories we've broken. I'm simply pointing out for people that want to go look it up to find out that we are the progenitors of it. The clergy response teams, 2 years before it was declassified, tens of thousands of preachers trained to tell their flocks in a secret CIA FEMA program that guns are bad, that the Second Amendment's bad, and that during emergencies we need to go to FEMA camps. The MIAC and Homeland Security reports of January of 2009, where patriots, conservatives, gun owners, returning veterans are listed as the number one enemies of the government. We got those secret documents from two separate state and federal law enforcement sources. And for a week, people couldn't even believe it was real, including my friend Ron Paul. I got a call from his office about it 3 days into it. They couldn't even believe it. Then it was on Fox, CNN, everywhere, and was confirmed. We do not make things up here, okay? And we've broken hundreds of other major stories. And most of the time I'm so busy when I get a document or material, I don't even have time to track it down, or if I can't 100% confirm it, we shred it and throw it in the trash and delete it. This is very dangerous, the situation we're in. Now, it had to be 5-6 months ago we started getting calls on air from West Texas and South Texas towns that Mexican troops were over the border. The Minutemen got video of it. I called several sheriffs, that some of which we've interviewed before, but I don't want to give out names here and say exactly the sheriff we talked to because they want this to be off the record, but these are people we've interviewed before. I've interviewed quite a few South Texas and West Texas sheriffs. I have to be very careful here. I was getting calls that there were Mexican troops and Mexican helicopters all over the place and that shots were being fired. And I called and confirmed that this was going on. And, of course, you've seen it in AP and other places, back of the newspaper in Arizona and Texas over the last 5 years, where Mexican troops have come across and fired at Border Patrol, fired at sheriff's deputies, robbed sheriff's deputies at gunpoint. when they intercept a load of drugs. I mean, that's been in the news, generally months after we cover it. But a lot of times it takes a long time to get a clear picture on exactly what's happening. You'll have all these different pieces of intelligence, but then it takes years to figure out exactly what's going on, and now it's 100% clear. In the last week and a half, I've talked to several law enforcement sources at the highest levels. I've talked to a state house source, Texas legislature based in Austin. And now I have confirmed from a direct military source, and that's all I can say. That's all I can say. And I'm going to go ahead and get this out now before they shut us down or something. I mean, this is very serious what you're about to hear. I want you to understand this. In a West Texas county bordering Mexico, in the last 3 weeks, Mexican troops under the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and that's separately, mainstream news has confirmed that they're training with the U.S., went in and set up an ambush with the U.S. Army and Border Patrol for a particular cartel bringing drugs in on the U.S. side over a half mile in. The U.S. forces waited on the other side of a hill. The Mexican drug dealers came in, and the Mexican troops wiped them all out and killed them. Now, and there have been a bunch of these events, and that's why I can't tell you the specific county, because then that will identify the units. But you need to understand there is a full-bore war going on. Now, let's go back many years ago. I've been telling you the last 6 years because I had the sheriffs on. South Texas, West Texas towns are collapsing. It is blood in the streets. Former high-level DEA agent, Shella Castillo, 4.5 years ago here, said that Los Zetas was being trained by the U.S. military with Mexican troops, and that it's a drug war. You've got the U.S. banks and the Mexican government knocking out cartels that aren't laundering their money through them and that are shipping cocaine, heroin, and marijuana in that aren't laundering it. It's just what Afghanistan is. We're there, and Reuters even reported. The Russians said, let's spray the poppy fields 2 weeks ago, and NATO and the U.S. said no, and there's more than 12 times what there was 10 years ago now coming in. Over 90% of world opium production is now in Afghanistan. It was down to less than 20% before 9/11. And so all this is, Mexico is collapsing because you have drug prohibition, and so that makes the price high, and you've got real drug dealers who aren't government-run who are in there together, working together, attacking Mexican forces, Mexican federal forces, and others. And we had a state senator actually on last year, Burgess. You can go pull up that Republican senator. Just go to YouTube, Alex Jones Burgess. What's his first name? Michael Burgess. And he said, yes, secretly martial law has been declared on the border. This was over a year ago now. This was in early 2009. And he said there's secret military operations. Now, in December, that came out in the Dallas Morning News and San Antonio Express News and Houston Chronicle. It's a martial law situation in Arizona and Texas, not in New Mexico or California. Martial law has been declared on the border. And they are engaged in military operations down there, killing, allowing Mexican troops, talk about a precedent. And I remember when Judicial Watch in 2007 sued to get the secret treaty between Vicente Fox, George Bush, and Martin of Canada. And this is in my film Endgame, but it's on judicialwatch.org's website if you want to read it. And they said, we'll use security threats, flu threats, and financial threats as a way to merge Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. And I have right here in my hands NLE 09, FEMA exercise, national level exercise, saying this year the United States welcomes participation of Australia, Canada, Mexico, the United Kingdom in, quote, taking on American terrorists. Now, I have a new secret FEMA document that they're threatening newspapers to remove of NLE 10 that deals with nukes going off in U.S. cities, right as Obama says the number one threat is nukes going off. See, the feds, the intel we've got, aren't planning to do another Oklahoma City. They are seriously considering to finish their revolution against the American people, the offshore banks that want to collectivize our wealth and transfer it offshore. The commies are the bankers, boys. They are considering a nuke attack or two nuke attacks in the U.S. Now, I mean, I want you to understand something. Limbaugh is even talking about this now. We're going to be covering that coming up. So, and he represents a large echelon of the establishment, but not this offshore group. So you've got an internal fight inside the military, inside the media. Look, America is about to die. If Obama's people can set off a nuke in the U.S., he'll be able to set up a dictatorship. Now, we got Mexican troops operating inside the U.S., killing people under U.S. control. I mean, the treason is getting worse and worse. We'll be right back.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future Future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. All this news ties together. The FEMA exercises, U.S. and Mexican troops in the U.S. killing drug dealers in cold blood. Completely illegal, because if they can set the precedent for them, they can do it to anybody. This is how the British brought down China. This is how they use drug wars to undermine, take over the criminal gangs, and take over society. It ties in with Bill Clinton saying, I sure hope we don't have to have a terror attack in America to stop these tea parties with Wolf Blitzer. And Limbaugh's come out and said it's an open threat to demonize the American people. Michael Savage is saying they may stage a terror attack. So it's not just Alex Jones saying it. Let's get that clear. People are finally starting to tell the truth. There's open calls to shut down talk radio coming out of the White House and coming out of the U.S. Senate. I mean, we're in danger. There's the Cybersecurity Act openly saying they may shut off the web as we know it. This is real. This is happening. Now, let me just cover this piece by piece because I keep mixing it all together because I've got all this incredible intel here. I'm going to walk through each section of it. But let me just put this out now. So everything I know, minus the exact county that this has been going on, let me just right now get this information out so I'm safe. Because once this is out, I don't like having this type of information. This is from law enforcement and military. Okay? This is what happens. U.S. Army and other U.S. forces go into South and West Texas border towns. They drive in SUVs in plain clothes. Separately, Air Forces, helicopters land. They land in civilian clothes. Local law enforcement guards the U.S. helicopters. They then go stay at hotels. They then meet up in the field in plain clothes, but with combat gear, but unmarked. And sometimes they wear police uniforms, police special weapons and tactics uniforms. And they go out on hunter-killer operations, killing. And listen, I want the Austin American Statesman and the Dallas Morning News and the Houston Chronicle and others. This is not a joke. If you get up off your fat butts and go research this, this is going to be in the news. And I'll be a lot safer once it's in the news. I have to cover the facts. And the U.S. forces run surveillance. They have trained the Mexican Navy with Mexican Marines with helicopters to go in and basically kill anybody they want on the Texas and Arizona side. But the intel I've got specifically on Texas, but I'm told it's in Arizona as well. Now, remember, you heard this 3-4 months ago here on air. Then a month ago it came out, sheriff, Mexican helicopter crosses into U.S. airspace, Mexican Navy aircraft with Marines hanging out of the doors. That's the Monitor. It's in the San Antonio Express News, Houston Chronicle. Here's another one, KRGV-TV, Mexican military helicopter spotted over Texas. So, see, this is all out there. Here is the Boston Globe. As Gates met with top Colombian officials, the Pentagon hosted a meeting with top military leaders of Colombia and Mexico to help foster cooperation. Mexican helicopter pilots are being trained in Colombia as a U.S. finance training center, while the United States is also facilitating training of Peruvian Marines in Colombia. So you can search and find pieces of this. But the issue is, it's illegal for an Iranian leader to pay an assassin to try to kill Obama or Bush or anybody else. It's also illegal when Pat Robertson calls for our government to kill Hugo Chavez. You can't do this. It's illegal. Okay, that's the law. And it's just as illegal for supposed people coming across the border. You know I'm for shutting the border down and deporting people and prosecuting companies that hire illegals. Nobody's stronger on this than me. But this is separate. And again, when you then have the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership documents, you then know, just like at the Olympics in Canada a few months ago for the Winter Olympics, they had U.S. forces there. And then you read NLE09 and NLE010 documents from FEMA. This has been in the Christian Science Monitor and AP. I mean, I'm not just saying this. I'm going to go over these articles coming up in the next segment. They are saying they'll use, quote, Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, fight American terrorists, foreign or domestic. So what they're doing is they're breaking the ice with the troops and the Border Patrol to work with Mexican troops and then be involved in serious felonies. I mean, it's illegal. And so you've got, just like we had 4,000-plus troops that died from 1959 to 1964 before we officially had combat operations in Vietnam with the Gulf of Tonkin, we lost 4,000-plus troops as, quote, advisors. There is a war going on in Mexico, 17,000 dead in the last year just on the U.S.-Mexican border, 17,000-plus. There's a full-scale war going on. And I know the average person only cares about the Spurs basketball and the Dallas Cowboys stadium getting demolished or whatever, but people, you better understand, especially living, you know, in Texas, this is dangerous for everybody. And the police are scared to death of the real drug cartels, and most of them work for our own government. And so you've got Mexican Marines, let's be clear, and Army, but in this particular case, Mexican Marines. Mexican Marines in the U.S. killing Mexicans coming across the border, just wiping them out, killing them, with U.S. helicopters and Mexican helicopters in the air running the surveillance along with drones. We told you a year ago there were drones. Last month they admitted there's drones everywhere. There is a full-scale war going on now on the U.S.-Mexican border, and it's completely secret and illegal. And this is absolute, I mean, I got this from one source a few weeks ago, and I don't go with one source on something this big. And then in my lap, this falls directly from the U.S. military, directly from the U.S. military. Okay, this is going on, this is happening, this is illegal. And if it's Texas and Arizona today, it'll be Illinois, it'll be New York State tomorrow. It'll be Oregon tomorrow. And they've got agreements to use Mexican and U.S. troops in Canada and Canadian and Mexican troops here and U.S. and Canadian troops with Mexicans in Mexico. I mean, this is the North American Union. And they said through crises, military crises and biological crises and economic crises, we're going to merge the security apparatus of these three nations. The three nations having over 430 million people in them. 310 million in the U.S., 27 million in Canada, 25 million, and 100 million in Mexico. Do the math. The issue here is so huge. And look, the big newspapers, they're getting this intel. Their editors don't let them run with it. They're controlled. Remember, I told you there were thousands of deaths going on every year 5-6 years ago. I mean, how did I know that? There were State Department issuances, reports saying don't go to Mexico. I talked to one of my crew here, one of the sales guys. He went down there for his honeymoon to Cancun. He said it looked like an armed camp. Now, that's down in the Yucatan Peninsula in southern Mexico, close to the border with Guatemala. Okay. That's what's going on there. You heard it here first. When we come back, is the Pentagon and the foreign banks that run America going to stage a nuke attack in America? Are they going to do that? We will cover it on the other side. This information is vital to the future of this republic. Please stay with us. Call your friends and family.
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray. It's the only patent protect a nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get Sinofresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get Sinofresh today. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio, starts here.
The U.S. government is now saying they may give hundreds of thousands of Mexicans asylum from the drug violence. Here's the New York Times. Fleeing drug violence, Mexicans pour into U.S., New York Times. Here's another one. Arizona ranchers caught up in Mexican drug violence. They're killing ranchers, murdering them, like Arizona Farming and Ranching Hall of Fame Michael Rolls. Okay, I'm not going to get into that anymore. It's just shocking to me. I know there's drones. I know there's Mexican troops on our side. I know many times they fire at U.S. troops. That's been in the news. They fire at FBI agents. They've killed FBI agents in California. They're attacking police in California. They're firing on ranchers. They're burning their houses down. On video, Mexican troops, Mexican army. Now Mexican Marines trained at the School of Americas and at other bases are running around Texas and Arizona with U.S. Army backing them up, killing people that are coming across the border, supposed cartels. I mean, no judge, no jury, just an executioner, and you're not hearing about it. When will you hear about it? I don't know. Sooner is better than later. Obviously, if the media, the mainstream media that's dying, would do their job and cover real news, you wouldn't be dying. We're doubling the amount of listeners we have every 6 months now, not every year. Why? Because we're getting all the same stuff our media is getting. Our media is a bunch of stupid cowards that sit there and read press releases the government gives them. Not me. I use the brain God gave me, and I cover the facts. Now, let me shift gears, but this all ties together. And when we start the next hour, I'm going to tie it all together and then take calls for the balance of the broadcast. I have interviewed the lawyers involved. I have read the federal affidavits and declassified documents. It has been in even the Associated Press. It has been in both of the Salt Lake papers, because that's where one of the court hearings was 2 years ago. Jesse Trinidad, the lawyer. McVeigh was U.S. Special Operations, and we've got video of him a year after he was supposedly out of the military at a demolitions base. We have photos of Camp Grouper with the Ryder truck being loaded with ammonium nitrate. That's in my first film, 1997, America's Destroyed by Design. We had a local newscast where there were unexploded bombs inside. The building was blown out, not in. The ATF showed up a minute after telling police and medics that they were on the ninth floor. The police laughed at them. Terrence Yakey, cop of the year in Oklahoma City that year, dragging people out, started investigating it. They tortured him to death, murdered him. He called his partner and said, "Feds are following me. They're pulling me over." Then they found him tortured and dead. I mean, the problem is, even getting into Oklahoma City, I could do 2, 3, 4 hours just going over the documents. But if you haven't researched it, that was a government operation. That building was bombed because 30-plus states were moving to declare 10th Amendment sovereignty. They were saying no to the feds, no to Bill Clinton's anti-gun initiative. There was a rebellion at the state level. And so the feds, controlled by offshore banks, came in and staged that bombing. And within minutes of the bombing happening, Bill Clinton came out and blamed Rush Limbaugh and talk radio and conservatives in America. Asinine. And I know you remember that, listeners. So amazing this is happening again. Now, we have that backdrop. Obama has committed political suicide. The health care plan, people are discovering that it doesn't give you coverage, it doesn't cover pre-existing, that it's a payoff, as Lord Monckton said on the show on Friday, that it is a payoff to the insurance companies, it is a offshore banking looting that's going on. Ron Paul is on record. That fact is out there. Obama has continued the wars, the torture, the secret arrest, hiring more lobbyists than the other president. All these Democrats that thought they were going to get a free ride, they haven't gotten it. He's got the lowest approval rating of any president in U.S. history. He spent more money than all presidents before him combined. He's in deep trouble, so are the Democrats. What is the only political card they can play? Stage crises. We played last week, Rush Limbaugh saying it. Michael Savage is saying it again. Anyone who has any political smarts can see that the system needs this. And as we broke... And again, pay attention to us. It isn't, oh, we broke this, aren't we cool? It's, this is life and death. You better remember that on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, in early April and even in late March, we wrote articles identifying the anarchist Ford Foundation and government-funded, Democratic Party-funded websites that said, we're going to have racist signs, and we're going to go to the tea parties, and we're going to pose as racist. Well, we already know that was going on before, but now they're admitting it. Now it's finally been in the Associated Press as of last Monday. So it's confirmed, mainstream news. Some of the people are getting in trouble that were involved in it. Now, then, as if that wasn't clear enough, Bill Clinton goes on CNN Friday and gave two speeches last week saying, gee, I hope there isn't a terror attack. I hope that isn't what we need to show everybody that these tea parties are bad and out of control. And they need to sit down and shut up. Now, qui bono, Latin for who benefits, who stands to gain, who has the motive. Government staged terror attacks. That has been declassified hundreds of times. And conservatives out there that don't want to look at 9/11, well, you better look at Bill Clinton and the Democrats. You better look at Barack Obama. You better grow up. because they are now out in the open preparing to frame us. Crash the Tea Party to infiltrate April 15th anti-tax protest. Even Rick Perry put a press release out Friday warning of Democrat dirty tricks. Southern Poverty Law Center declares Ron Paul and Napolitano extremist. So now they're bad. Experts, angry rhetoric protected but can be disturbing. CNN. Recalling 95 bombing, Clinton sees parallels. New York Times. Here's the Infowars.com boil down article from today with Kurt Nemo. False flag prelude. Clinton launches demonization campaign on OK City bombing anniversary. We got the video there. Here's another one. L.A. white supremacy rally gets bloody. NBC. How many white supremacist groups have been caught, like Hal Turner 2 months ago, being FBI agents? They do that to demonize legitimate political dissent in America. Clinton alludes to 95 bombing, says words matter. So he's blaming anyone criticizing the government with the 95 bombing and saying, I hope it doesn't happen again. Let's play this short clip of Bill Clinton on Wolf Blitzer Friday. Here it is.
Well, I think that in fairness to the public officials that were the main victims here and their families, I think that we've done a much better job over the last 15 years of preparing for it and guarding against it and trying to be alert to the most extreme members of groups that advocate violence, for example. But I think the circumstances have a lot of parallels. For example, there's the same kind of economic and social upheaval now than there was then. I'd say in 1993, the economy for most, you know, average people who were likely to be drawn into this was not quite as bad as it is today. But the social upheaval was even greater. There was more crime. There was more gang violence. There was more sense of disintegration after the Cold War.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had, there are others. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
Do you feel it's more intense today and it's greater today than it was 15 years ago?
I can't say, but I will. There were. Oklahoma City was the last of a series of very high-profile violent encounters, at least the last high-profile one. We've had several since. And now there are all these groups, you know, saying things like the current political debate is just a prelude to civil war and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, there was a lot of that tough stuff back then, that Gordon Liddy was on the radio telling people if the ATF agents came to be sure and take a headshot at them because they had...
Stay there. We're going to pause it. When we come back, he says, I hope we don't have to have another Oklahoma City. Get ready. We're going to break down nuclear terrorism inside the U.S. and the other type of terror attacks that the establishment is clearly preparing to stage. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Help for men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We know elements of the federal government were involved in the Oklahoma City bombing. We know it was used to demonize their political opposition. We know the Democratic Party has lied and said that their members of the Congressional Black Caucus were spit on and called the N-word. Now all the videos have been released. Not true. We know they've dispatched their people with Nazi signs all over the country to claim they're part of the Tea Party. We know that any criticism of Obama health care, big government, open borders, they invoke racism and division in America to get everybody at each other's throats, because the last thing they want is the American people, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, getting together. So they basically say there shouldn't be any black people at tea parties. And if there are, they ask, why are you here? This is racist. That is out in the open psychological warfare. And now we have Bill Clinton saying, gee, I hope it doesn't take another Oklahoma City to shut all this down. He told USA Today in 1996 on Air Force One, they said, what saved your candidacy for the 1996 second election? He said Oklahoma City. It rallied the country together. They stand to gain from it. And here's the Washington Times. Critics: Obama administration hyping terrorist nuclear threat. He's now saying it's the biggest threat, bigger than nation-to-nation nuclear war, that terrorists are going to sneak nukes in. And they're claiming that the American people are supposedly working with Al-Qaeda. How asinine is that? And then here's Rush Limbaugh. Bill Clinton links talk radio tea parties to non-existent terrorism. Here's another one. Clinton, Rush Limbaugh comment doesn't make any sense. ABC News. And it talks about Rush Limbaugh saying they're trying to frame conservatives with coming terror attacks. See, they've been hyping this and hyping this and hyping this. And I've told you, in April, in May, in June, that these months are key for a massive staged event to be blamed on us, or their entire agenda isn't going to pass. Now, I'm not saying they're going to stage a nuke attack. I'm saying it's being considered. And remember, Governor Ridge, the head of Homeland Security, said last year in a best-selling book that they would issue fake terror alerts for political gain. Let's go ahead and finish up with Bill Clinton on Wolf Blitzer. Here it is.
You know, saying things like the current political debate is just a prelude to civil war and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, there was a lot of that tough stuff back then that Gordon Liddy was on the radio telling people if the ATF agents came to be sure and take a headshot at them because they had, you know, vests on.
They didn't seem to have much support at that time. No. Now there seems to be, at least if you go to these websites, you listen to some of
this. That's the thing. See, it's still a minority, but they can communicate with each other much faster and much better than ever before.
The internet's
the main thing that bothered us at the time of Oklahoma City was it was already there was enough use of the internet that if you knew how to find the websites, not everybody even had a computer back then, but if you knew how to find it, you could learn, for example, how to make a bomb. Now everybody's got a computer, websites are easily accessible, and you can be highly selective and spend all your time with people that are, you know, kind of out there with you. I don't want something bad to happen for us to get this thing right again. And as I pointed out today, we, after Oklahoma City, we kept right on having our political disagreements. You know, Congressman, the Speaker, they closed the government twice in 1995. You remember it very well at the end of the year. We had an election in 1996. Oklahoma was a Republican state. I still didn't carry it, but I loved them because they reoriented me.
All right, that's enough. And then he goes on to say again, I sure hope we don't have to have an attack to shut all this down and get things right again. Now, here is FEMA National Level Exercise 2009. NLE09 is a White House-directed, congressionally mandated exercise that includes the participation of all appropriate federal department and agency senior officials, deputy staff, and key operational elements. In addition, broad regional participation of state, tribal, local, and private sectors anticipated. This year, the United States welcomes the participation of Australia, Canada, Mexico, the United States, and NLE09. And they say that they're training. Here's that document, people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. They're saying that they're worried about a nuke going off, and Obama's saying that. Meanwhile, we have NLEO-10. Why is FEMA trying to cover up NLEO-10? Public Intelligence has received a request from FEMA to remove for official use only document regarding the National Level Exercise 2010, which was scheduled for this coming May. The exercise would be based on national planning scenario, which simulates a nuclear detonation in a U.S. city. However, recent political pressure has led to the exercise being scaled back, according to the Washington Post, Christian Science Monitor, and a variety of other publications. At the behest of Senator Harry Reid, the exercise for Las Vegas had reportedly been canceled. But now NLE09, it turns out this document was put out on some county websites in Nevada. But now FEMA wants it taken down. Now, what's in the FEMA document? You can go to Infowars.com and link through in this article to the document. Here's the document. It says, unannounced simulated detonations of nukes in the U.S. What does that mean, unannounced? I've been in urban warfare drills in Belton, Texas, of all places, where they blow up a car and announce on the news, this is in my film Road to Tyranny, 2002, that a terrorist had blown them up. And then a day later, they announced it was a drill. So it's psychological warfare. And remember, Governor Ridge said they were issuing fake terror alerts for political gain. Both parties do this. But, I mean, you talk about open and shut case. The fact that Oklahoma City was an inside job is not debatable. And so coming up in the next hour, I'm going to highlight the actual part about the nuclear scenarios that they're going to be having. Because I didn't highlight this, I'm looking for it, where it talks about unannounced nuclear weapons, simulated nuclear weapons detonations. But that is in here. And it's got comments about other secret scenarios and drills they're running. Why is this so important? Because on 9/11, the government ran drills of the exact same buildings being attacked at the same time. And the 9/11 tapes released from NORAD have the FAA saying, is this part of the drill, the real exercise? I've never seen this happen before. And they use that so the rest of the government and the NSA spying on everything hears about nuclear weapons being moved into position. They don't go out and stop it because they think it's part of the drill. And then an outside group or private intelligence agency or Merck group, our foreign government, can do this. I mean, can you imagine what Obama's going to be able to do if they bust people with a nuke, or if they fearmonger a nuke, which they're now doing, or if they staged either a dirty bomb or an A-bomb or, God forbid, a hydrogen bomb? Think about what this will do. And I've been telling you that's in the cards the last few years. We saw Cheney before the 2004 election saying we will be hit by a nuke. Give up all your rights. So we hope this is just more fearmongering, but it may not be just fearmongering. And Bill Clinton is now running around all over TV, all over radio, in speeches saying if there's a terror attack, it's the fault of the people that are criticizing the government. Meanwhile, we know the Democratic Party and big foundations are hiring droves of people to go to tea parties holding up swastika signs. And it wasn't just groups planning it. I got articles that we covered on Friday the day after the Tea Party Day, where it showed them in New Mexico, in Texas, in New York, and other places with the big swastika signs. And the media would go over to them and say, are you really a Tea Party? No, I'm here to discredit them. I mean, so if they'll go out and dress up like Nazis to demonize anybody that doesn't want the government to take over society and have taxes rise and have us go bankrupt, if they'll do that, they will do anything. And talking about NLE 010, the FEMA drill, here is the Christian Science Monitor. Terrorist attack on Las Vegas canceled. Politics or over-preparedness? No. Obama doesn't want all these nuke drills being public because if they stage an event, they don't want people thinking about that. And, of course, originally Mesquite, Nevada posted the secret FEMA document not knowing it was secret. That was the local government of Mesquite, Nevada. So this FEMA document's out there. And why is FEMA running around trying to get this mopped up, trying to get this covered up? Why are they doing this? Ladies and gentlemen, they train you to hate foreigners. They train you to go to war because somebody has brown skin. But don't you understand, foreign offshore ruthless banks are in control of the United States. They've stolen tens of trillions of dollars. They're now announcing in Bloomberg and AP the government may take your pension funds. And the only way they're going to get away with that is staging some type of major terrorist attack. It could be blowing up a federal building. It could be busting a nuke, setting off a nuke. It could be anything as a pretext to pose as our saviors and get the American people to shut up so the system can say any dissent is unpatriotic and linked to terrorism. And I don't have to remind you, there have been hundreds of mainstream news articles and George Soros publications lying about me saying I'm calling for violence when I'm calling for the opposite. So they're trying to set everybody up right now. America is being overthrown and taken over. People better wake up. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.